And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, December 21st, 2020. Today in the news, the COVID-19 epidemic officially became a global pandemic and led to the current state of the economy. Actions by the Fed and U.S. Treasury have resulted in a perfect storm that has taken gold to its highest price ever in August 2020, reports Kitco. The fundamental events that led to the massive series of rallies in gold and silver are still very much with us. This is why we currently have a perfect storm scenario in which gold pricing will continue to rise, and over 2021, prices will trade to a new record high as the dollar's value will continue to diminish. You know, the experts most in demand are those who tell the lies the public wants to hear, reports Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. Such as, how do you bail out the U.S. economy? The experts say that if we just give people money, they'll spend it. Businesses will make sales. Consumers will consume. It will look like a healthy economy again. But where do the feds get the money? The feds will print the currency, and ultimately, one way or another, the money the feds distribute today has to come from the people tomorrow. According to Bonner's law, bad capital drives out good capital. Free money is not just a fraud, it's a curse. Evidence from around the country shows that many Americans are thoroughly sick of impoverishing, socially isolating lockdown orders, and are revolting against the often hypocritical politicians who issue them, reports Reason magazine. From coast to coast, businesses and individuals are ignoring restrictive rules that threaten their livelihoods, stifle social contact, and threaten to strangle the necessary interactions of everyday life. Individually and in organized group, people are pushing back against lockdown orders that they find more threatening than COVID-19. And lastly, there's no question that 2020 has been a turning point moment in the United States history. Unfortunately, most people believe the year's problems haven't left them in a good position moving forward, reports study finds. A new survey finds that 8 in 10 Americans say 2020 caused an existential crisis for the country. The One Poll survey asked 2,000 Americans about their experiences throughout this tumultuous year and finds that 77% agree 2020 has sent the U.S. into a crisis over its identity. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it this week.